שני נעלף סיפלף. איך מבני החוצר שניח בייסוי ואולוך לשוב אז בחוצר אחרס? One of the members of a chotzer left his chotzer and he went to Shabbos to a different chotzer. I feel like this is smucha lechatzeyoy, even if it wasn't far away. Misiach mi liboy ve'indayt alav to the base of his Shabbos ha'ei zeyne o yizoleim. He's not planning to come on for Shabbos, so he's considered out of the chotzer, and he will not answer on the b'nei chotzer. So if they made it Erev, they did not include him in the Erev. Since he is not living there for the Shabbos and has planned to come back on Shabbos, he does not need to be part of the Eiruv. A medvam will be Israel. This is by a Jew. Avleim Yehudi. Feel holach lishbois ve'acheres. Oyser aleim ad sheyizkur mimenemim koimah. We'll learn later that a goy cannot be part of an Eiruv, and he prevents the Eiruv from taking effect unless they rent out his domain. So if the goy, even if he left for Shabbos, even to another city, we are concerned he may come back, and therefore he still asks us. As long as he's in Mukarav Mahalaf Yemecha, Sherei Efshe Shiyov V'Shabbos, Aber Rochi Yoyse, Eino Yoyse. So this opinion holds that if he's within a day's trip, but if it's taken more than a day to get back, then Zoch Shashim will come back on Shabbos, he won't ask it. There's a more lenient opinion that says that by a goy also, if he left for Shabbos, then he does not asa. Mr. Bubring from the Taz, it says that if it's known that he's planning to come back on Shabbos, then definitely he will asa. Says the Ramah v'chein re'ika, he takes the more lenient opinion that if it's not the nature of this goy to come back on Shabbos and he went away for Shabbos, he's not asa.